I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Federal efforts to make U.S. health research more diverse aren't going far enough. That's the conclusion of a new study examining nearly 30 years of data from the National Institutes of Health. 30 years of NIH info, and over that time, one thing has emerged very clearly. Science is very white.
There has been a consistent funding gap in terms of white versus non-white researchers.
Sam O is an epidemiologist and research associate at the University of California, San Francisco. He looked at NIH grant award data from the mid-1980s up to 2013 and says white scientists have consistently seen their grant applications funded at higher rates than minorities. There's also the issue of who gets studied by biomedical research. While scientists getting NIH grants tend to skew white, O says their study subjects do too, and he thinks one way to close that disparity is to allocate more NIH grant money for study recruitment costs. O says that's important, so
investigators and researchers can reach out to communities who have been traditionally marginalized or underrepresented. People from those communities would feel more comfortable speaking with research staff who look like themselves or speak their language or are more tuned in to their needs.
Last January, President Obama announced his Precision Medicine Initiative, which aims to recruit a national research cohort of 1 million or more U.S. participants. In the meantime, O says America's minority population will only continue to increase, intensifying the importance of quickly erasing research disparities and ensuring every American is benefiting from biomedical advances. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.